And if you're planning to do any betting on sports, commentator Frank DeFord has a tip for you.
Are you a gambler? Do you like to bet football? Then this is your lucky day. For if you just stay tuned, I'm going to offer you a free money-back guarantee on how you too can pick an NFL winner. Just don't turn that dial and listen to this important message. You know, folks, it ain't easy betting the NFL. Just look at any newspaper where so-called insiders pick games against the spread. Very few of these experts are even right half the time. No, to win betting against the spread, you need a real edge, like sleep. As I said, stay tuned. The point spread was created by a former math teacher named Charles K. McNeil, who opened a bookmaking operation in the 1940s, offering what he called wholesaling odds. Instead of taking bets on a team to win as you would a horse in a race, getting 6-1 or 7-2, whatever, McNeil, in effect, borrowed the handicap from golf, giving so many imaginary points to the underdog so the gambler could eschew complicated odds and make an even bet on any game. In the vernacular, taking the points or giving them. Okay, stay awake. In his book about sleep, Dreamland, the author David Randall reports on a football study at Stanford. Now, what we know is that typically human energy flags during the day, but for some primordial reason, picks up again around 6 o'clock. By 10, though, the Sandman has started his siren song. Now, a few times each NFL season, an Eastern team plays a Western team in a night game. For television reasons, all the games start around 8:30 Eastern time. That means for an East Coast home game, the West Coast players still have their body clock set at 5:30, ready to perk up, as the Eastern boys will soon run down. If the West Coast team is home, same thing. It's 5:30 for the Pacific boys, but the Atlantic guys' body clocks are 8:30. Follow me? It doesn't matter where the game is played. The West Coast bodies are coming to life as the East Coast bodies are feeling nature's circadian cues to sleep. And guess what the researchers found? Over a quarter century span, the West Coast teams beat the East an amazing 70% of the time against the spread. Hello, 70%. Okay, write this down and call your bookie. This Sunday night, Detroit plays at San Francisco. On December 16th, the 49ers play at New England. On December 23rd, San Diego plays the Jets in New Jersey. Hey, I'm giving you people winners. So Sunday, take San Francisco and give 6.5 points. And then stay awake and cash in. You're welcome.
Commentator Frank DeFord joins us each Wednesday. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. From the West Coast, I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington.